السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا مولانا محمد مبارك وسلم. علماء کرام، most respected brothers, it is no secret that we have just returned from a ziyarat of the Rozah of رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make qadar of that ziyarat. It is very easy to purchase a ticket, travel to Madina Sharif, stand at the Rauza Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, read salat and salam, visit the places around Madina Sharif, return, and then speak in glowing terms of Madina Sharif. That is easy. But to bring within ourselves the teachings of Rasul-e Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or to understand that what did Rasul-e Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam come to this world for, and why do we go to visit Rasul-e Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Madina Tayyiba, that is something that is testing. We will find many that will come to Madina Sharif, but whilst in Madina Sharif, they will be still engaged in evil actions and deeds, and many even forgo their salat. And the great sunnats of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam are trampled beneath the feet, but we will sing praises of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So now that kind of ziyarat is not maqbool. It just comes to mind, and it costs nothing to repeat, maybe a lesson for somebody and especially for myself. There was a friend of mine from this masjid, and I happened to meet him at one of my programs in Madina Sharif. And since he also seems to enjoy, or he had enjoyed that bayan, so his name was Ahmad Mal. And I told him, you became international because I mentioned your name in Madina Sharif in the program. So when I saw him at the program, I said, when Mal comes, we get happy. And when maal goes, we begin to cry. Maal aata hai, to insaan khush hota hai, ke maal aaya, maal aaya. Aur maal jata hai, to insaan naraaz hota hai, ke maal chala gaya. Even business people, if they're out of stock with some item, and there is a demand from customers for that particular item, then as soon as that item arrives, then they say, goods have arrived, goods have arrived. Maal has come, maal has come. So I said, here also, from our masjid, maal has come, so we're happy. But what is the lesson that I wish to convey through this? That maal is of two kinds. Spiritual maal and material things. Material things you can get all over the world. You can go to Japan, you can go to China, you can go to England and America, you can go any part of the world and go and make purchases of material things. In South Africa itself, we have an abundance of material things. There is no shortage of gold, silver. There's no shortage of radios, televisions. There's no shortage of cell phones and other high-tech equipment. There's no shortage of that in our country also. So this is not the maal of Madina Sharif. The maal of Madina Sharif is the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is the maal, that is the wealth, that is the asset of Madina Sharif. That when we are in Madina Sharif, then we make purchases of that wealth. The akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. There's nothing wrong with buying a few items as gifts for family members. I've always said that. But when people go there with no other intention except visiting the bazaars and making purchases upon purchases upon purchases, that the bags become so overfilled and so weighty that now all their du'as are focused on nothing but those bags, how we will get them out of the customs. His multazam du'as become that. His du'as at the Rauza Mubarak become that. So the wealth, I explained that the maal of Madina Sharif is Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's akhlaq. His character, his beautiful teachings, his wonderful behavior, his politeness, his honesty, his charity, his goodwill, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam's excellent relationship with his family members, with his friends, and with even his enemies. Now that is the wealth of Madina Sharif. If a person goes to Madina Sharif and brings this wealth, then indeed the person will be commended. We will congratulate that person that you made the right choice. So it is no secret that we have returned from there. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's birth we know was in the month of Rabiul Awwal. And you must have been listening to many, many bayans already. So on this occasion, since we have returned from there also, and the heart seems to be still brimming with the love of and the anwar and the barakat of Madina Sharif, so in the light of this maal that I explained to you, let us revise a hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, which I did discuss in one of my majlises. One of my programs. Hazrat Atta radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he reports, it's a lengthy hadith of Bukhari Sharif, but I will just give you the first part of it. Hazrat Atta radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he reports a hadith of Qudsi, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam states that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan nabi, inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashiran wa nazira wa hirzan lil ummiyin. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that first part is mentioned in the Quran Sharif. Ya ayyuhan nabi, inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashiran wa nazira. So in this hadith Sharif, Allah ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan nabi. The Quran Sharif has mentioned, Ya Dawood, Ya Isa, Ya Musa, Ya Yahya, Ya Zakariya. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has always been mentioned with Ya Ayyuhar Rasul, Ya Ayyuhan Nabi. I discussed this at length in one of my bayans. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Inna arsalnaka shahidam wa mubashiram wa nadhira. That we sent you, Allah ta'ala sent Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam. It was his choice. Of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's choice was to send Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the Khatamun Nabiyyin, the seal of all prophets. They said, we sent you as a witness. We sent you as a giver of glad tidings. Glad tidings to the doers of good. The people who will do good, then it's glad tidings for them. And as a warner for those people who are engaged in evil actions and deeds. They consider this world to be permanent. They consider life after death to be nothing. They believe that after you go into the grave, you turn to dust, and there's going to be no questioning, there's going to be no resurrection, there's going to be no qiyamah. Then for them, you are a warner. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's both functions, we will find that he gives glad tidings over so many actions, that when you do this, you will get this reward. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will bless you with this and that in this world and in the akhirat. And when you are going to engage in these actions, then you will suffer punishment in this world and in the akhirat. And you are a protector for the ummiyin, for the unlettered. But thereafter, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in this hadith Qudsi, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Anta abdi wa rasuli, sammaytukal mutawakkil. You are my banda, you are my abd, abd kamil, complete submission of a slave towards his master. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's greatest title was that he was abd kamil. In the night of Miraj also Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala uses the same term. Subhanalladhi asra bi abdihi laylam min al masjid al harami ila al masjid al aqsa. So anta abdi. Now from there are lessons for us that how much have we submitted ourselves to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's will. How much servitude have we adopted? Is it just claims, loud, bold claims that we are abd? But in our actions we show that we are the masters. Whatever we decide, whatever our whim, whatever our fancy, then we must go by that. Then where are we abd? So anta abdi wa rasuli, and you are my messenger. Sammaytukal mutawakkil. There's no time to go into details, but I, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, have named you mutawakkil because your trust in me is absolute. Irrespective of what conditions befall you, no matter how testing and trying the times, even if you feel that the end of life and end of the world has come and there seems to be no way out, look at the different places that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was tested to the extreme. In Taif he was tested. The 3 solid years of boycott and ostracism. Anybody else would have said that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, you claim to be the Prophet of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and 3 solid years we are boycotted, ostracized. Then where is that Allah's help and nusrat that you are talking about? Not one person would have remained with him. But look at the iman of the Sahaba ikram radiyallahu ta'ala anhu ajma'in, that under those conditions also they believed that this was a test from Allah ta'ala. And here if a person has to be with a pious person and if some little test comes, then they say, what kind is this pious person? Can't he make dua and get us out of this problem? So the testing that came in Uhud, the testing that came in Badr, the testing that came under different conditions. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's tawakkul and trust in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala was extreme. It was absolute. There was no shaking and no wavering in the trust. There was no question of even contemplating going towards anything that is haram and that is forbidden just because there was a test in the person's life. Here if we have just a little test, the person says, I stole because I was poverty stricken. I committed this crime because I was tempted by this into committing it. I committed adultery and fornication because the beauty of the woman attracted me and I couldn't control myself. We just cannot even pass little tests, and there was a test upon their life and all their fortunes and everything. They had to leave the city of Makkah Mukarramah and go to Madina Tayyibah. But still Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his trust in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it never wavered. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, سَمَّيْتُكَ الْمُتَوَكِّلِ لَيْسَ بِفَزِّنْ وَلَا غَلِيزٍ. You are neither harsh nor hard-hearted. A distinguishing quality of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is what I'm talking about as the maal of Madina Sharif. The wealth of Madina Sharif is this. In fact, addressing the people there, I once mentioned jokingly, I said that we have weightless classes in South Africa and other parts of the world to reduce weight. I am seriously considering starting weightless classes for bags in Madina Sharif and Makkah Sharif, so that the Hujjaj can put their bags through that weightless classes and reduce the weight. And then every weightless candidate has a goal weight So I also intend introducing a gold weight for bags. Ah, this was the wealth of Madina Sharif, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's akhlaq. Laysa bifazzin wala ghaliz. Neither harsh nor hard-hearted. Today our wives are complaining of our hardness of heart and harsh-heartedness. Our harshness. Our treatment in a very, very harsh and abusive manner of our children, of our neighbors, of our family members. People don't want to even come close to us. They want to distance themselves from us. They talk amongst themselves, even the non-Muslims, many of them. They say, that Muslim or that person, just stay far away from him. He's got no control over his tongue. His temper knows no bounds and no limits. And he is so harsh and so hard-hearted. You cannot get ice in winter from this person. He will go for Hajj upon Hajj and Umrah upon Umrah. But you will not find kindness and politeness and soft-heartedness in him. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in this hadith al-Qudsi, say, Laysa bifazzin wala ghaliz. We must test, we must check ourselves, x-ray ourselves, all our love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we want to fight over masail and over fight over this and fight over that. But check how much of this mal do we have within us. Laysa bifazzin wala ghaliz. Look at Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, entire life, there are so many incidents. If I have to start quoting them, we can go on till the evening. So many incidents of his politeness, of his kindness, of his forgiveness. And forgiveness of not friends, forgiveness of even enemies. One is in the battlefield. Now in the battlefield, the person is not going to stand in the battle of Badr there, and whilst the enemies are attacking, then he is going to say that, no, I am haqir, faqir, and I don't wish to attack you, I don't wish to fight with you, I don't wish to trouble you. That is a different occasion. But throughout Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's life, besides those battles, look at even after the battles, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's kindness, and even in the battles, the don't kill the children, don't kill the women, don't do this, don't do that. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Laysa bifazzin wala ghaliz. In fact, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran Sharif, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَزَّنْ غَلِيزَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْ فَدُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. It is because of the rahmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that you are lenient towards them. If you had been harsh and hard-hearted, they would have left you. They would have just dispersed from around you. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's akhlaq is being mentioned, لَيْسَ بِفَزِّنْ وَلَا غَلِيزَ. Rasul-e Paak sallallahu alayhi wasalam, these akhlaq of his, we have to bring into our lives. It is useless just we listen to it and we go outside and we say that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's character was sublime. Indeed it was sublime. Who has any doubt about that? But why was it of that nature? Was it only for him or did he give us some lessons and go? So this is that mal of Madina Sharif. The akhlaq of Rasul-e Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, laysa bifazzin wala ghaliz. So if a person goes to Madina Sharif and keeps returning 100 times also, but when he comes back, his heart has not melted, it has not softened, no politeness has come in his life, and his children and his family members are still afraid of this person, it seems as if a lion and a tiger is in the house, then this person has wasted his good time, even if he goes 1,000 times like that. لَيْسَ بِفَزِّنْ وَلَا غَلِيزٍ وَلَا سَخَّابٍ فِي الْأَسْوَاقِ. And in the bazaars and in the marketplaces, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, oh my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are not loud-mouthed. You don't make a big noise. Bazaars are meant for trade. Bazaars are meant to buy and sell. Bazaars are meant for earning halal livelihood. But to make a big noise, a big din, have music playing full blast, why? To attract customers. Then what is the difference between a Muslim and a non-Muslim business? If we adopt the same tactics and the same attitude, then how is the non-Muslim going to see a difference in our business and his business? So we are not prevented from going to the bazaars and marketplaces. But believing that rizq is from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the person will adopt the right attitude in their business. So laysa bifazzin wala ghaliz is neither harsh nor hard-hearted, and immediately after that you are not loud-mouthed in the bazaars. Now look at the connection there. That it seems that it is reflecting the heart of the person. That if he is loud-mouthed, if he is swearing and he is cursing and he is abusing and he is shouting at the top of his voice and he is sometimes taking off with the customers and clients and sometimes with his employees and sometimes with this person and that person, then it shows that that heart has not melted as yet, even if he went to Madinah Sharif 100 times and returned. Once again, that is that mal of Madinah Sharif. Laysa bisakh bifazzin wala ghaliz wala sakhabin fil aswaq. So trade, risk is from Allah Ta'ala. Those brothers that I encourage that go up Jabal Nur, because that is the only place that a person, or besides one or two other places, that's one place that a person can go up, and after that he can take qasam and say that this is the cave in which Rasulullah Paak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sat for days. Nabi Alayhi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam meditated, and this is the cave in which Surah Iqra, or the first verses, few verses were revealed. This is the mountain that Nabi Alayhi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam climbed. So besides the other things that I explained, I said, go up there and you will find people that carry the cold drinks on their shoulders. They climb the mountain, right up they go there, and then they open the sheet. And you, a South African, will travel from here to Makkah Sharif and you will climb right up the mountain and you go and buy a cold drink on top of the mountain. Now look at the risk of that person. Allah Ta'ala gave it to him right on top of that mountain and made you travel from here to go and buy it on top there. So risk is from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Now that person also doesn't have to shout there and scream there. Allah Ta'ala will create the thirst in those people's hearts, in those people's bodies, and they will go up there and they will buy. So do trade. Reasonably the person talks, reasonably the person makes an effort that is understandable and it is necessary. It's not that he just opens his shop and sit down quietly and the customers will just keep coming and buying. Then there'll be nothing left in that shop. Everything will be emptied if he sits in his office and leaves the shop open like that. But screaming, shouting, using loud music, and in fact now we use loud qira'at to invite and attract customers. Loud qira'at. Why? We say music is haram, so play qira'at. So there is qari basit, qari this, qari that. Now which customer is listening to that qira'at? So laysa bifazzin wala ghaliz wala sakhabin fil aswaq. وَلَا يَدْفَعُ السَّيِّئَةَ وَيْسَيِّئَةَ وَلَاكِ يَعْفُ وَيَخْفِرُ. This is that mal of Madinah Sharif. Not the gold, not the silver, not the radios and TVs and hi-fis and cell phones. All those things, if they are halal and permissible items to purchase, there's nothing wrong. Reasonably, if a person purchases that, and his niyat also is to give some business to those people of Madinah Sharif or to buy a gifts for the family, it's understandable. But daily nothing else, the person, in fact when we return our families and everybody just wants to know what did we bring, and we have nothing to show except that which is in the bags. When we return nowadays, we have nothing to show except that which is in our bags. Whereas when we should be returning from there, we should be returning with that mal of Madinah Sharif, which is the akhlaq of Rasulullah Paak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Harsh heart, harsh and hard-heartedness must go. Politeness must come. Generosity, kindness. A change of heart must come. So Nabi Alayhi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is told that you have got this beautiful character, that you do not ward off evil with evil. If somebody has been harsh, somebody has been hard, somebody has sworn, somebody has cursed, somebody has said something that has hurt our feelings, then we don't respond in an equal manner. It is permissible, certain things are permissible, it's justice. But if we are claiming that we are the lovers of Rasulullah Paak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and that is why we are going to Madinah Sharif, then that is that mal we must bring, that Nabi Alayhi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not repel evil with evil. If a dog barks and we start barking back at the dog, then what's the difference between that dog and us? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he warded evil with good. So many incidents again. He rewarded evil with good. His akhlaq and his character was what? Ya'fu wa yaghfir. Overlook forgiveness. If that person has said, so what? Forgive him. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will become pleased with me. And how many incidents we have in history where Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam overlooked and forgave even his arch enemies. So it is easy to travel. It's not a difficult thing in these days. But what is difficult is to bring that mal of Madina Sharif. Sukune jahan tum kahan dhoondte ho, sukune jahan tum kahan dhoondte ho, sukune jahan hai nizam-e-Madina. Where are you searching for sukoon? Where are you searching for tranquility? Where are you searching for peace and happiness and contentment in life? You will have to bring that Nizam of Madina Sharif into your life. The time has expired, and one day the time of each and every one of us will expire. So before that time expires, let us make sincere tawbah from our sins, return to Quran and Sunnah, bring that akhlaq and the teachings of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in our lives, and then we will find sukoon, peace, happiness, tranquility. May Allah Ta'ala bless me and bless you and the entire ummah with the tawfiq of amal. Wa akhiru da'wah.